Hi, family. I'm Samantha. I'm an addict.
Hi, Samantha.
So, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I've been sitting here thinking, praying, whatever. I don't want to go into my story. You heard my story. That doesn't seem very time effective. What seems time effective? So I'm thinking, what do you need? How can I help? How can I help? How can I be of service to this group, to this meeting? And I just kept coming up, what do you need? So I just want you guys to, if you will, if you're comfortable, just want you to close your eyes with me. And pay attention to your breath for a minute. And I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I need from Samantha? How can she help me? What do I really want? Something will speak to you. In regards to your recovery, how can I help you? And when something speaks to you, say it. We don't have a lot of fucking time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm leaving tomorrow. So, like, take what you can. You know what I mean? Sorry, baby. Sorry.
Fear of being intimate relationships.
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear of being intimate. Self-esteem. Can I write on the board, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe I can. Sorry.
Intuition.
Hold on. Fear. Intimacy.
She.
Someone else said something else. What?
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Relationship.
Love yourself.
Not being good enough.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. Relationship.
How to serve others. Love to your higher power. Step 11.
Good?
Freedom.
Yeah. Okay. You're the love of your life. You're the one you've been waiting for. Breathe that in. Doesn't that make you want to throw up? You're it. You're it. You're it. You're it. Never did a movie do more damage to women than Jerry Maguire when it was like, you complete me. See that movie? You complete me. No, you don't complete me. When we talk about feminine self-esteem, a woman's self-esteem, it would take me, I've done workshops before where we're like, I have to go back to the beginning of the woman, you know? And there's a lot of times that I feel that I need to focus on where we're at. Because ideally, what I'm supposed to be doing right now is I'm supposed to be sharing for about 15 to 20 minutes and then you guys share. So a lot of this stuff is stuff that's gonna, it would take a whole weekend really to do a workshop. And even then it would be, you know, it would require that on some level you you know, take a bunch of women's history classes. You know what I mean? So I think ultimately what it comes down to is understanding that we as women have carried around a bunch of shame for a million years. Not really, more like 2,500. So if you really want to start undoing the shame of your existence, then you need to start changing your core beliefs. And we do in America, we do something called a core belief inventory, which is really based on the fourth step. The fourth step is you list people, institutions, and principles with which you are angry. Principles are what? Rules, laws, ideals. So the principle of all men are dogs, women are untrustworthy, there are no good men, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable. These are core beliefs. And there's a process by which we go through a core belief inventory. It's very similar to a four column inventory that we regularly do, but that's something that I'm not going to get into. If you want, you'll get my email, you get Leah's email. I don't think I've done one with Tina, but with most of the people I sponsor, we do a core belief inventory sometime in your, I rarely do it in the first year. So, but it has to do with starting to change your belief system. How do you change your belief system? You first have to deconstruct your old belief system. How do you deconstruct your old belief system? You find the flaws in your belief system. Evidence, not feelings, not feelings. It's the evidence that this belief system of I'm not good enough is not accurate. It's not like blowing sunshine up your skirt or trying to like put pink icing on a shit cake. It's not that. It's truly, first of all, if I'm not good enough, then my first question to you is, what's good enough? And then you make me a list of what you think a good enough woman is. We go through the list and I go, have you ever been that? Well, yeah, I have. Okay. Well, have you ever had any of the qualities here on the good enough list? Well, yes, I do. Then why do you keep telling yourself you're not good enough? That's the beginning, believe it or not. I know it sounds really simplistic, but see, that's how the brain works. This is a brain thing. See, the brain can only have one thought at a time. So when people say let go and let God, I go, I don't understand what you mean. Just let go. You know, you just let it go. Let go and let God. I'm like, I don't fucking understand what you're saying. Let it go. Okay. That's not how the brain works. That's like telling the brain, don't think about elephants. Whatever you do right now, don't you dare think about elephants. Don't think about an elephant. You thinking about an elephant? Don't think about an elephant. What are you thinking about? Stop it. Stop thinking about elephants. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. That's not the way the brain works. The way you diminish one thought is you pick up another. Elephants, mice, boom. I just, absolutely, neurobiologically, I just diminished the thought of elephant. Okay? That's pretty simplistic, huh? So what do I need to do? I need a new thought pattern. I need a new habit. You didn't come out of the womb thinking you weren't good enough. You came out of the womb like the rest of us. Me, wonderful me. Like, I'm the shit. That's how we come out of the womb, pretty much. We were taught. This was something taught. This isn't about blame. I could blame your mom, but then I'd have to blame her mom, and then her mom, and then her mom, and then her mom. I mean, this is learned. This is learned behavior. Core beliefs are learned. Half the shit you're operating your life on right now isn't even your value system. I don't know, I just did it because my mom did it. You know what I mean? That's like Ku Klux Klan shit right there, you know? Well, what's your philosophy behind the Ku Klux Klan? I don't know, my daddy did it, and his daddy did it, and his daddy for him did it. We just hang niggers. That's just what we do. You're like, wow, man, and I'm going to have a conversation with you? My early sobriety, I'd sit down and, you know, try to change them. Now, you know what I do? I go to a cocktail party, sit down with someone. Hey, what do you do for a living? I work for the Ku Klux Klan. You have a good night. It's a value system. The value systems are so diametrically opposed, we're not going to have anything to talk about. See what I'm saying? I don't need to change that. I need to change me. So what do I need to do with self-esteem? That's a long conversation. But essentially, a lot of it has to do with, I have to do self-esteemable acts. It's a practice. It's a discipline. This isn't you get to feel your way into good. I just feel better. I just feel good about myself. I feel really. I don't know about you. That's just not me. I have to act differently. Okay? Everybody needs a coach. If you don't have a sponsor in your life where you honor her recovery. You know, I was talking to some guy yesterday, and he was just like, yeah, I have a sponsor, but, you know, I knew from the very beginning that, you know, he was kind of sketchy and da-da-da-da. And then, you know, strangely enough, he screwed me over after I did my fourth step. I'm like, so where did you spray paint red flags green? So I'll ask you, how many of you, and like, oh, terrible, I just picked the wrong man. I just picked the wrong women. I just picked the wrong partner. Really? Now, how early on, if we do a resentment, I resent what's-his-face for screwing me over. He's a cheater. He stole my money, blah, 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 blah. I'll say to you, so at what, how early on in the relationship did you have one little red flag that was just like, whoops, right? Yeah? I love that. Right? Just one little whoop, right? And you just bust out the big green spray paint can, and you're like, shh, that ain't red. Because he's got a beautiful penis. That ain't red because I'm going to change him. I know he treats his mom like shit, but I'm going to be different. That's insane. Insanity, right? And then we're like, I can't believe that you did that. And all your girlfriends are like, you're so right. What a cad. Not me. I'll be like, bitch, what did you do? You betrayed yourself again. Then I wrap you in my arms. Like, you did it again. You did it again. Poor baby. Forgive him. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Because I don't know another way. Let me show you another way. But it's your responsibility. You're the architect. You're the architect. You're the captain. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one. You're. Say it. I'm the one. 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 I did it. I'm doing it. I did it. I did it. Say it. That's right. That's empowering. I know it sucks. But that's empowering, because if you did it to me, if you did it to me, then I gotta wait for you to change. That's not empowering. That's slavery, again. It's 10:54. How do we do it, Samantha? I want you to write a list of your ideal mate. Your ideal mate. I won't remember any of this, so someone write it down. Or not, I don't care, whatever. I'll be bad. Sounds like I can find a way to ship my animals up here, I'll be bad. My ideals. My ideals have changed of what I want in a man over my sobriety, you know, over the time of my recovery, but you have, this is your list. Your list has to be honest. It can't be like making me impressed or whoever's gonna listen to it. It's not gonna do good. You need to be honest. So it's like he needs to be hot, right? Smart, I don't know, have a job. I don't know, good kisser. I don't know, now it's changed for me over time. It's like I want a God-centered life. I want a man who prays with me. He needs to be intelligent. He has to turn me on mentally. I'm smart. Unfortunately. But it doesn't do me any good, trust me. As soon as lobotomies are back in fashion, I'm the first one in line. I'm like, I don't need all this. Recovery. Strong recovery. Communicate.
or is at least willing to learn how to communicate. I always am going to be the teacher in some areas in my relationship because I do it for a living. So I can't expect him to be the kind of communicator I am when I do it all day long, every day, and I've done it since I was little, you know? But I would like it if, like, if I ask you how you feel, you can give me, like, I don't know, mad, sad, or glad. I mean, start with something, you know what I mean? Give me something, bro, you know? But I don't know is a good answer. And if the answer is I don't know, then I go, okay, is it something like you can let me know? Can I back off? Is it something that we can talk about later? Or is it just straight up, I don't know and I'll never know? If it's I don't know and I'll never know, I don't know what I'm doing there. So here's my ideals, right? And then next time a guy comes into my life, I check it. Okay? I check it. Where are you at with God? What's the deal? Da, da, da. Is it like an interview? You're goddamn right it is. Can I do it in less of an edgy way than I'm doing it now? Of course, but I'm limited for time right now, and I'm kind of like, let's get to the point, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, you get the feel. That's what dating is about. Dating is courting. Dating is finding out what this person is. How many of you guys fuck then date? Don't even answer that. I don't even want to know. What's your ideal, right? So if he doesn't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these are the top five. Top five. Top five. They're my values, you guys. What's a value? Is it like, oh, it just comes and goes? It's a value. It's what I value. So all of a sudden I'm like, well, he's got 4 out of 5. Right? 4 out of 5. So I say to my guru who had me do this, PC, Paul in Santa Barbara, I say, so he says, so how many has he got? I go, well, probably like 4 out of 5. He goes, 4 out of 5. I go, yeah. He goes, 4 out of 5. I go, what, is that bad? He goes, it's not bad, it's not good, it's 4 out of 5. And I go, well, yeah, I'm not really getting what I want here. And I go, well, what is that, like, I'm compromising? Compromising? Oh, it's 4 out of 5. All right, PC, what, is it, you know, am I settling? Settling? I don't know, just, no, it's 4 out of 5. I go, I don't get what you're saying. He's like, you're fucking selling out. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try to tell myself that my value isn't important when I already know my value is my value. It's important, right? So I'm going to pretend like it's not important. And then when that thing raises its head, the thing that he doesn't have, I'm going to get disappointed. Aren't I? And disappointment is going to lead to resentment. And resentment is going to lead to self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is going to lead to criticism. Criticism is going to lead to harm. Now I'm harming you. If you don't already know by now, I primarily work the steps out of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Shh! If you got a problem with that, you can write about it, you can come talk to me later, I don't care. I was totally terrified when I came up here, and then I was just like, fuck it. I love Narcotics Anonymous, I love 12-step programs, la la la, I'm a dope fiend, whatever. When I got sober, I didn't have a lot of strong NA with it. So anyway, the big book says, what happens if we stumble and fall short of our chosen ideal? Does it mean we're going to get loaded again? Some people tell us so. This is only a half truth. It depends. It depends on us and on our motives. If we're sorry and we have an honest desire to have God bring us to better things, we believe we'll be forgiven and all will be well. If we are not sorry, and our behavior continues to harm others, we are quite sure to drink. We are not theorizing. These are the facts of our experience. That means that it looks like he has disappointed Samantha, who everybody loves Samantha, right? Poor Sam, that loser. How could he do that to her? And I gather my forces, right? But what's true? what's true is I knew, and I end up harming him. Because I start doing this. God. You know, if you would just... But I knew. Now I'm hurting God's kid. And I knew. My recovery is in jeopardy. Because I'm hurting him. Knowing that he was not going to make this. And I did it anyway. That's not okay. That's an inventory. The inventory is not just what kind of woman do I want to be? What is my ideal as a woman? But it's also what is my ideal as a mate? And I need to know what my ideal is as a partner. I work with women all the time and I go, what's your ideal mate? They go, I don't know. And I go, well, if you don't know, you can't have it. Quit complaining about the fact that you don't have an intimate relationship. When I ask you what are the components of an intimate relationship, you tell me I don't know. If you don't know, start with what you don't want. Start there. Give me something. But stop saying I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You don't know? Well, shut the fuck up then. You don't get one. You're not mature enough. I don't always say it like that. Depends on if I like you or not. Hi. Okay. So anyhoot, you see what I'm saying? And this one, if we don't have a healthy role model, she's going to end up in my office 15 years from now telling me I don't know what it is to have a healthy relationship. And I'll be like, well, what's your mom's deal? Oh, I don't know. And she'll tell me the story. I'm not saying you look beautiful and I'm sure that you're incredibly healthy. The whole point is let's stop the legacy, folks. You're the one. I know your moms didn't show up. I know your moms dropped the ball. I know your dad was this or that or mom or blah. But something like you didn't have the role model. I get it. There's a lot of healthy women in this program that will model this stuff for you. Find them. It's always funny for me to talk about relationships when I'm not in one. You know what I mean? But I know I'm not in one because I know my truth. I know my truth. I'm not doing it again. I'm not going to do it. I mean, one day at a time. I don't know. You know, but so far, a year and some, I don't want to do that to them again. I harm them. And then I start to lose my mind. So anyway, that's how you start to break down and start having some healthy relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, and of course, finding out what a good woman is. You make me a list. Tell me what a good woman is. If that's what a good woman is, what are the barriers to you becoming a good woman? You don't wake up being a good woman. It's a practice. We hate that word. I don't know if it's that way in Denmark, but sure in America, we are lazy, spoiled. I always say we're one of the youngest countries, so you gotta sort of forgive us. We're just children. I think that all of Europe goes, aren't they cute? They still have the death penalty. They're so cute, the little Americans. Silly children. I hope that's what they say. Anyways, I promise myself I'm not gonna apologize anymore for being American. Although I still find myself needing to. Anyway. So that's self-esteem, that's sexual relationships. Fear. Fear, 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 fear. I can only tell you that here's what my experience is. I have to make a new relationship with everything that I'm afraid of. I have to. I also have to know whether or not I am 100% on board with nothing, absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake. That's one of our little philosophies here. You've joined a club that has that little philosophy. You can't be on board halfway with that. That means nothing. That's the rape. That's the hunger. That's the most devastating tragedy of your life. Are you on board? It doesn't mean I'm grateful. I'm so grateful I was raped. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, can you survive yourself long enough to see the meaning and purpose in the tragedy? Are you willing to? Are you willing to survive yourself long enough to see that there's gold in the wound? You know? There's an old story about Chiron, the wounded healer, Greek philosophy, Greek mythology. You can Google it, Chiron, C-H-A-I-R-O-N, Chiron. So my training in psychotherapy is mostly Jungian training. And Jungian training deals with depth psychology, which is the psychology of the unconscious. And I know this isn't a psychology class, but I'm just going to tell you where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is that everything has meaning. So fairy tales, stories, mythology, you know, all of this stuff is meaningful to us today. Why do stories have such significance for us that are 800 years old? Because we still are in that mythology of Cinderella or Snow White. Or do you feel me so far? Is that too much? Is that like okay? So the whole point is Chiron was a very ugly centaur. He was he had like wounds and pus and just ugly. I mean, just gaping shit coming out of him at all times, right? And he was such an amazing teacher that all the gods would send their sons to him to train. So Apollo was there, and Jason was there, and Achilles went there, and they all trained under Chiron. And at one point, Zeus was so pleased with the work that he had done with his son, with Apollo. He said, "Let me heal you. Let me give you that gift. Let me get rid of all that ugliness and that mess." And Chiron said, essentially, "Are you kidding me? It's in the wound. The wounds are what make me valuable to you. It's because of the wounds that your sons connect to me, that they believe me, that they trust me, that they resonate with me." And that's what this is. If you're sitting there, newly sober, newly relapsed, going through long-term sobriety, questioning your importance, your significance, your purpose, I invite you to get on board with this thought that it is in the wound that you are most effective, right? And we know that. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel, right? That's what our literature says. Only a dope fiend, right, can really speak to a dope fiend, right? And so I invite you to not be so anxious to heal these character defects, to get rid of these character defects. This is a God thing. This is a prayer. I mean, 10 years sober, and I'm like, here's my prayer every day. You can't possibly want me like this. You can change me. Hurry up. And I hear God laugh just like that. Say, isn't she cute? Isn't she precious? She thinks I need to change her. I'm like, I'm too profane. I'm too edgy. I push people away. Da 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 da. And then I come here and it's like, do you really, Sam? Do you really push people away? Or do people feel wonderful to be around you? Or are they glad that you're here? What do you, you know, come on, baby. So it's in the wound. And you know, some of our literature says our darkest moments become our greatest assets. You want long-term recovery, you got to survive yourself. You got to survive yourself. There's 7 billion people on the earth. You're not supposed to do this by yourself. You've got to lean into one another. You've got to lean in. Not all the time, but you know, you got to lean in a little bit. Connect. So, I don't know where that, what was that about? Fear? Fear. So I got to make a new relationship with fear. So I do a fear list. I'm afraid of this. Here's my list, you know. Yeah. I'm not going to go too much into this because I sort of did it last night a little bit, or yesterday. Death, I don't know, relapse, being broke. Then you ask yourself, what's the worst thing can happen? And you take it. Don't just jump to like, I die alone. You know what I mean? Like, you got to spoon feed your ego. What's the worst thing can happen? I don't know, I'll lose everything, and then what, and then what? So then it goes, and then what? And then what? And then what? And then what? And it always comes down to the same thing. Alone.
Yeah.
Or death. And then what? And it always comes down to the same thing. I don't know. I don't know. Then the new core belief. Could be the best thing that ever happened to me. It could. And you ask your ego, couldn't it? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible that it could be the best? Is it possible that it can completely realign you, change you from the inside out? Is it possible you be that the woman that comes through the fire is better than anything you've ever known? Is it possible? It's possible. How many people have been through the fire? How many came out on the other end? How many of you see you could not be the woman today without the fire? Are you a better woman by your standard than you were? Scar tissue all over, I get it. Fact. That's a fact. We're not serving the ego some mystical, magical fairy tale. You have to serve it fact. Evidence. Feel me? Now we've made a new relationship with death. It's not like you still want it. You're like, hey, yippee, give me rape. It's just, is it possible that it might turn out to be the best thing that ever happened? You go on Oprah and sell a billion books. I don't know. It happens all the time. I'm not saying yay. I'm just saying it's possible. That's the brain change. It's possible. You feel me? Okay, it's your turn to share. Sorry.
Thank you. Oh.
Enough, let's go, share.
Yeah. Jeg hedder Tina Anatik.
Hej,
Tina. Jeg vil bare åbne mødet, og ordet er frit.